The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right. Hey, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Week's Peak. I'm your host, as you heard it, Ralph Tronchi. You know what it is. Before we get started, I do want to say, if you have not heard our last episode last Wednesday, a few things happened. Number one, we introduced our new co-host. I'm very excited about that. I know Ezra is going to be a great piece to the team. And number two, we had just a great conversation on George Floyd and everything that's been happening over the past, week, ever since that Monday, when that viral video went viral. I had a lot of thoughts, a lot of emotions were in that episode. So if you have not listened to it, I guarantee that, you'll get some good insights on that. And it was just a great episode. So I definitely recommend y'all go back and listen to that. But first, we have a great episode today with a good friend of mine. I struggle with these intros, and I've done 10 episodes so far, and I never know how to introduce, the guests. But we'll go ahead and just introduce the man, Isao Vasquez. How you doing, Isao?
Yes, sir. We live. We out here. I'm chilling. It's kind of late for, but we're ready.
It's a little late, huh? It's a little dark outside.
Yeah, it's a little dark, just a little. Not too bad. Sure. We can do everything right now. Totally.
Of course. So before we get into things, man, what should the people know about yourself?
I think that just know I'm chilling, bro. I be chilling, bro. Quarantine's going good. I may have a couple weird things, but nothing much. I'll try to stay quiet through most of this, but a lot I will try not to talk. I can be very much, how do I say this? I can be very interruptive. I can interrupt you.
Well, we'll see how that goes, man. We'll see.
It's gonna go good, 100%.
For sure. But I appreciate you coming on, and let's go ahead and get into it, man. So today, we're going to be talking about a few different things. I know you have a couple stories to share with us. I have a couple stories to share as well. We're going to go into some paranormal stuff. We'll go into some conspiracy stuff. Just anything. For sure. Anything in that area. So I'm excited for this. But we're going to go ahead, get started here with our first little story here. Okay, so before I do go ahead here, I do want to say, like you mentioned, we're filming this pretty late in the night. Okay.
Yeah, so, it's pretty late. I mean,
right. So we're gonna get into some creepy stuff. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sleep. I don't know if you're gonna be able to sleep. We'll have to see. But
I'll sleep through everything, bro. Don't worry about it.
Okay, buddy.
Don't worry about it.
Anyways, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this first story here. So this is the disappearance of Kremers and Froon. Chris Kremers and Lisanne Froon. So for those of you who are who don't know about this story, I'm going to go ahead and briefly explain it. I'll drop, some links in the descriptions for y'all to go ahead and do some research on your own. But, this is definitely it's a wild story. It's one that, to this day, we don't really know what exactly happened to these two girls. But I want to go ahead and briefly explain some stuff first. Mm-hmm. So these are a couple girls. Okay, a couple of girls from Netherlands. Okay, shout out to our Netherlands viewers out there.
Yes, sir. Shout out to them, bro. They got a nice soccer team or a football team.
Of course. And April 1st, they said goodbye to their family. Okay, these are a couple students. They went out for the graduation, and they went out to Panama, okay, for, graduation trip. Well, they're also, doing some studies, learning some Spanish, also doing some service, okay. But only one problem, after a few days into their trip, they were never seen again, okay. So they went on a hike. But before that, ate with some Dutchmen, had a good old time, all right? Mm-hmm. Then they went on a hike, and after that hike, they have been missing ever since. Family wanted police to help and kind of get in there, but they didn't really do too much. Finally, after a few days, they decided to, you know, investigate things. They found some interesting stuff on their phone. They later found a backpack on the stream. You know, they looked at their phone, and a lot of the pictures were some, you know, some pretty creepy stuff on there.
Yeah.
You know, they had some theories that, you know, the pictures were only there just for them to get the light, so they wouldn't have to waste their camera battery on the light, on the flashlight app. And there's a lot of stuff that is going on here that I want to dive into.
Oh yeah. Sorry. So it's like, I mean, it's like you can take, like, I guess, like, take it, like, into account. Like, we're at the point of, like, say Panama. Like, Panama is literally mostly jungle. Like, oh, yeah. And if you go, like, if you ever been, like, anywhere with, like, mostly jungle, you know, like, it's hot, it's humid, there's noises everywhere. And you don't mm-hmm. know, like, if you, like, don't have a flashlight with you, which is why you always take battery flashlight, never only trust your phone, always battery mm-hmm. flashlight. But right, again, right. Like you were saying, like, you know, they told them, you know, check through their phones, and they found some pretty creepy stuff. And it's like, you can imagine mm-hmm. like the amount of fear that's going, like, in them, I guess, like, you
oh.
know,
oh, yeah.
especially like with these kind of, like, you know, I'm reading like an iPhone 4 and a Samsung Galaxy mm-hmm. S3. It's like, you know, the cameras or not the cameras, the flashlights on our phones, like right now, like, you know, an iPhone X or anything are way brighter than these two. Like, right, and right. I mean, even though our battery might die faster, like, I don't trust an iPhone 4 though, but
mm-hmm.
like, again, it's like, you know, seeing those pictures, really, like, geez, like the amount of fear that they were in, like, for them to, like, result into taking pictures of literally everything that they had.
Right Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, we don't know what exactly happened while they were going on this hike. And, you know, as you're saying, you can just imagine, you know, what the thoughts going through their mind, you know.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, someone was saying that, you know, they're using that flash just to kind of navigate where they're going. Some are saying, you know, one of the women potentially got injured and died and or something happened. And the other girl tried to go and find help. And, you know, they were trying to use that phone,
yeah.
You know, to try to navigate. But, it, you know. Stuff like this, you got to be careful, you know, because there's a lot of theories, there's a lot of ideas of what's going on, but, you know, we never really know what exactly, you know, is really went on in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
one more thing that I want to point out, because I have a chart here of, like, I guess, like, their, like, the phone attempts and everything. So, like, right here, it's like, so I noticed that from Froon, it's mostly like, it's like April 1st, April 2nd, April 3rd, then nothing on April 4th, then April 5th, right, and then just nothing, like no charge, no anything.
Right.
So it's actually kind of like, this is what actually, like, I'm actually kind of getting freaked out about, because it's like, it's like, so she really did, like, you know, get hurt, or she got lost from Kremers, because then East Kremers still had April 6th up until April 11th. So you can imagine, like, 11 days of her alone, or, I mean, what is it, like, six days alone, probably didn't know at all where she were. And again, we're talking iPhone 4 here, no location, no nothing.
Right. I saw something else kind of interesting, too. It was that, you know, they had, when they were looking through their photos, they had image number 500, image number 501, 502, and everything, but somehow 509 was missing. So that, you know, at least there's some more speculation. Like, what happened to that 509th picture?
Yeah.
Was it deleted? What situation could they have been in to delete a picture, or for that picture, for something to happen to it? You know, it just leads to more just confusion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. But
I mean, yeah, it's like, and then, like, you know, like, all this confusion. And then also I was reading, like, you know, they found pieces of their body. Well, I mean, you can say, okay, obviously an animal did this. But then, like, why would there be pieces of the body? If it was an animal, it would be, you know, nothing. It'd just be bone, probably.
Right.
And at that point, you wouldn't even know it was their bone.
Right.
And so then at the same time, it's like, okay, then the only, I mean, again, it's like, there's, like, I'm not saying that's the only explanational reason for this, but when you think about it, like, the only thing is, okay, well, obviously something was there and tore them up, or just something paranormal happened.
Right. And, you know, alongside with that, you know, they also found a backpack of one of these girls. Yeah. 10 weeks later, a local woman found that backpack. And, you know, there were a couple of bras in there, a couple of sunglasses, a water. And, you know, you look at those items they had in that backpack, and the first thing that comes to mind is, how did they survive? If they were alive, how did they survive so many nights with so very little resources? And that's another kind of factor that goes into my mind thinking about it. And also, why was the backpack completely, you know, intact?
Yeah.
You know, so it must have been left behind as one was trying to go and get help or something like that. But what are your thoughts on that?
So, like, again, like you were saying, like, you know, the backpack fully intact, only mean it's either only the woman disappeared or one of them was left behind and she was like, this is too much extra weight. You know, she's there. I mean, at the same time, you have water in there. So it's obviously, it was obviously something different, because there's no way that you're going to leave a backpack that has water in there. So at the same time, it's like, you don't know. I mean, again, the cause of death isn't really found, but it's just all leading towards one thing that, you know, again, unsolved mysteries. And you can never really, like, I guess, really find out about what's going to happen in this.
Exactly. Yeah.
And especially now that, what is it? Like, it was 2014, 2020, 6 years later, and they still don't know the cause of death in this.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing with these stories, because it's like, and even years later, you start getting more pieces that you didn't have back then when you're investigating. And it just makes things so much more just confusing, and you get more theories and all that. But, you know, some people thinking that, you know, authorities from Panama actually, you know, deleted the photo themselves. Maybe they're covering up some things that they don't want people to see. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, a lot of things that you can't trust, you know?
So. Oh yeah. And then, like, in anything, you know, I don't know if you heard about, like, a bunch of civilizations or, like, little villages that are completely away from civilization. And, like, again, Panama is an extensive jungle where anywhere could be a village, and they might just cross into, you know, their territory, and they're like, who are you? We don't know you, so now you're going to die. Which is why, again, I don't know. I don't even think they know exactly which. I don't remember which body parts exactly they found. Mm-hmm. But, like, I know part of them, where I think one of them found an ankle. Like, an ankle.
Yeah, it was somewhere like, lower leg, somewhere in there.
Yeah, some of their lower body region. So it was just like, wow. I mean, it's kind of weird. Only the upper body, but not the lower.
Right. So with all that information here, give us just your last final little theory of what you think, you know, possibly happened.
Let's see. If I had to sum it all up, I mean, we're talking about Panama, and Panama is, again, how do I say it? It's like a Spanish American country. So, like, you know, usually, like, again, like, Mexico has a lot of legends and a lot of different legends about different mysterious creatures. So it's like, is this maybe one of Panama's mysterious creatures? Who knows? But at the same time, again, there's also the theory of it being plain and simple, where they just died out and then animals ate them, or a village, like, you know, then there's that one where a completely hidden village and or civilization just, like, completely owned them.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. So I invite, you know, all of y'all listening, you know, let us know what y'all think. You know, obviously there's different routes you could take this, but, you know, maybe one day we'll figure out, you know, what really happened to Chris Kremers and Lisanne Froon. But interesting stuff. But I want to move on here. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I know that you have a couple of stories for us.
Yes, I will. Let me just start off with, like, you know, the very first one, okay? Okay, so do you want me to give you, like, a brief explanation, or just, like...
Please,
very extensive. So I'm going to give you a little brief. So this is actually when we first started to meet in the... not really meet. When we first started to move into this house, right? So at the time, it was, I think, maybe, like, mid-February, early March. And again, we don't really know why this happened. We have no idea. But so my mom was going to sleep. And at this time, my dad was working late shift. He was getting home like at 1 or 12 in the morning. And I had school the next day. So I'd be asleep like, like 9:30, 10. I'm just playing 11:30. But so then I think she said, what I remember is that she told me the next day was that I was, that she thought, she was asleep and she heard someone like taking steps. We have hardwood floor, so you can hear like the little creaks of the floor. And so she heard someone coming, just taking steps, and she thought it was my dad. So she pretended like she was asleep and she laid down and she like started to do like some little hard breaths, maybe like she was sleeping. But what was weird was that she felt like someone was like straight in her face, just like breathing, like in her face.
Oh,
Yeah, and she
hell
said she
no.
got up super scared and she thought it was me, like pranking, making fun of her. And I like and then she was like, okay. So she said, I went out, your dad was in the shower. And I was like, okay, well, maybe Issa was hiding somewhere. She looked around the whole house. Only the last room she got to was mine, and I was sound asleep.
Oh,
Yeah,
snap.
so then it was
Oh,
just
man.
like really? And I don't even know, like, is it still here? Is it not? It's really crazy, man. This house is weird. It has been weird since we've gotten here.
Did that ever happen again, or was that just a
I
one-time
mean,
thing?
so it did happen again, like, to me, but that's a different
Oh,
story, a
snap.
different day.
That's
Yeah,
a different story.
we'll
Okay,
save that for
we'll
later.
hold
Yeah,
off
we'll
on
save that for later.
that.
I have also like two more. Oh, sorry, I have another one that just recently
Oh, snap.
happened.
What a guy. But we got limited
All
time, my
right, but
guy.
yeah, I'm ready for it.
No. All right, cool. I want to get into those real quick, but before that, we're gonna get a word in from our sponsors. All right, y'all. So we are back. Just I never say this enough. Shout out to y'all at Anchor, man. Sponsoring this great podcast, number one podcast in the world. You already know what it is, man. When you have a Ralph Tronchi hosting a podcast, you know you're about to do big things. So, anyways, we're gonna get right back into these stories here. We aren't gonna do our halftime rapid fire questions for today. Because there's a lot to talk about, and we don't got that type of time out here. So Issa, go ahead and the first story, it got me to shiver a little bit. Okay, it got me. I had to close my closet door. Might have to get out the
Oh,
rosary in a minute.
nice.
But go ahead and talk us through this the second story you got for us.
All right, so I'm gonna go just like a little bit into this one's gonna kind of simple. The third one is where it's really, yeah, that one has the most build up and content. So the second one is nice and simple. We're gonna go beginning of sophomore year, right? This is last year where I'm chilling in bed. It's about 10:30, and I get a call from my friend. She's like, hey, do you want to just like you want to FaceTime and like just chill, right? So we're going, and we're talking maybe like a while. I'd say like a while, and it's like as long as it's like three in the morning, and I'm like, whoa. I was like, I kind of have to go to sleep, right? I kind of have school. I gotta get up in 3 hours. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, and so I hang up. And I'm chilling in bed, and this was like right now I'm sleeping in the guest room. So this is in my room, and my room has a window towards the backyard. And again, my backyard is pretty big. It has like potential to get robbed very easily. So and again, but it also has potential to have very different and weird figures out there, right? So we also have this sensor light in the backyard. And the sensor went off, and I happened to see it. So I was like, I wonder what's outside. And I'm like, I raised the curtain a little bit, and I just see this dark figure kind of just bolt across the whole
No.
backyard. Yeah, I swear. And I was like, I don't know what that was, right? So I go back into bed. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm doing the sign of the cross like 30 times in a row. I start praying, bro. I started praying. I'm like, please don't do this. But it's three, you know how they say 3 a.m. is the devil's hour. And so then it's like, instantly I called her back. I'm like, bro, something just crossed my yard. I can't go to sleep anymore. And she's like, oh, you're good, you're good. Apparently you're supposed to say something. I don't remember exactly what you're supposed to say. But what's it called? So I go there, and so I finally passes me, and I'm like, all right, hold on. I was like, I'll just call you tomorrow. She's like, okay. So I go out there, right? I'm like a dumb. I grab a stick that we have there. That's pretty. It's kind of thick, And I'm like, okay. I was like, come on, show yourself, come on. And the light again flashes to my left, and then all like, have you ever felt like when you feel like weird, you feel like a super cold breeze, just like
Oh yeah.
a
Oh,
nice
that's the
chill
worst.
breeze.
Oh yeah.
Just like feel you, and you're like, I'm not supposed to be here. So I dipped inside and I got in my bed and I was gone. I was out instantly.
Shoot.
Yeah,
Crap.
but I mean, again, this house is it's different. It's
Right,
different.
right. Did you ever tell anybody at that hour, or did you just went? You just knocked out.
I went to sleep and then the next day I did tell my mom and she was like,
Right.
I think you're just seeing things or maybe it was a bad dream, but like at the same time, it's like, okay, but then there has been weird noises in the backyard, like recently. I don't
Right,
know. It's
right.
just weird, man.
Right.
And then at the same time, it's like, okay, but was it really that? Or am I just like, because it's 3 a.m. and I was really just reading a post about how 3 a.m. is the devil's hour. And I just like, my mind just made something up. But then, I don't know. It's just the mysteries of the world. But are these things real or not is the real question.
Right. Shoot. But that was in the same house, though. Yeah, is the other story?
No, this is the same house.
Same house.
The same
Y'all
house
ever
that
get
we're
like a Have y'all ever get like a like an exorcist in there, or
Whoa. Whoa. I think that's a little bit too extensive.
I'm just saying, man,
So
as
we did have the house blessed though, by a father with holy water and everything. And
right.
then yeah. So do you want me to go into my next story?
Please
Or
feel free. Feel
all
free.
right, bet. All right,
Let's
this
do it.
one, this is the top tier story right here. You gotta be ready for this one.
Oh,
This
snaps. All right,
takes
here we go.
build though. This is context, okay?
Okay,
So
okay.
we're talking, okay, so all right, it's unfortunately it's around the death of my grandmother, unfortunately. That just happened recently. It's sad, but life has to go on and everything.
Right.
So she was sick for a while, of course. She was getting old. And this one day while we're home, in quarantine, by the way, so this just happened like what, maybe April, early April?
April, wow, okay.
Yeah. So my aunt texted us a picture of her with paramedics around her. And we're like, whoa, what's happening? What's going on? And so she said, oh, she's not going to make it, because they went trying to resurrect her or resuscitate her.
Right.
They're like, they broke a bunch of her ribs, so she was in so much pain. It was just like, okay, I just let her go. And so my dad was actually, we were supposed to go down for a funeral, and we were unable to again because this literally happened in the spike of coronavirus and COVID-19. So they said, okay, like five people in the cemetery, and like I think like 20 or 15 people like where we were gonna do a rosary for her. Like usually we would do a mass for her, and we didn't get to do a mass for her or anything. So yeah, so we didn't end up going. And the very day, the very same night, so this is where everything, like this is the initial start of everything weird going on, right? So it was actually kind of strange. Well, I'm hearing kind of noises. This is getting kind of weird. Okay,
Oh,
you gotta relax
snap. Oh,
over
now you got me looking at my window,
there.
bro. No.
Okay, so
Okay.
let me continue. Okay, so where was I? Oh, I was right here. Okay, so the same day, my dad called my aunt to tell her, oh, we can't go. Everything with COVID-19. They're not gonna let us do anything much. They can't even let us leave the
Right.
house and everything. So that same night, we have a dog, right? Dogs are like, so it has been said that dogs can see other beings, like other weird things, other weird
This is
objects.
true,
Yeah.
right?
So then, right, so every day, so like that night, I think around 2:30, again, quarantine, I'm up, I'm watching YouTube on my phone. I hear her bark at something. And she never barks at anything. And yeah, right. So I was like, what is she barking at? I was like, maybe someone's just like crossing, or she saw a cat or something. I know she kept on, it was like a little bark, like, ooh, like she kind of knew the person, like who it was.
Right.
But like she like it was like at the door. So I kind of like, again, I'm in the guest room, and the guest room like goes like to the kitchen, and then you can see the front door and like the little hallway. So, and she's like looking straight at the door that has like a little glass opening and no one's there. And she's just barking at it.
Oh,
And I was
snap.
like, yo, like, I was like, Kuda, are you okay? And she's like, rrr, rrr. I was like, okay, relax. I was like, no one's there. And then, like, literally, I lay down and she runs, she bolts into my room and starts barking at me. And I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I get up, and then, like, all of a sudden, it's like, hold up. I'm dead in my tracks, right? Like, I feel again the cold little chill breeze from, I have the, I had the window open, the cold little chill breeze comes in. And I'm like, I felt this before. I'm gonna go lay back down. I lay
Sure,
back
okay.
down, and like, I literally couldn't sleep. I felt like something was watching over me, like something was just there, like looking at me. And then again, so let's go fast forward to the next day. I tell my mom, I couldn't sleep. I felt like something was watching me. She said, oh, she's like, well, I don't think, you know, that has happened before here, but I don't think there's anything wrong this time. And then, but this is again, this is also the buildup again towards it. So this time, again, at exactly 2:30 again in the morning, my dog gets up and she starts barking at the door. As
Jesus.
yeah, as if someone is there. Right, and then she's barking. I'm like, Kuda, what happened? Or what do you see? And I go over there. I don't feel anything this time, but this time my dad wakes up and he goes, or the next day he goes, I felt like something was watching me.
Really?
Yeah, so then this time it's
True.
like, okay, so what is this doing and what is it? And so we're thinking again, this is just like, isn't it really paranormal? We just think that it was because we weren't able to attend the funeral or anything, we think that it was my grandma just coming to say goodbye to us and everything before, yeah, before
Wow.
she left everything. But and then again the third day, so sorry, let me go to the next night. This happened 3 nights in a row. So again the next night, 2:30 in the morning, the same with me and my mom were both up. Okay, we need to see like is it actually gonna happen. So I'm chilling in here, mom's in her room, and at 2:30 I check the time. 2:30 she gets up and she goes to bark at the door. And this is 3 nights in a row. And that night it was just like cold. It was fully cold. Like
Snap.
the whole house is cold. Like there was literally no pockets of warmth. Like even under a blanket, you felt cold. And then the
Wow.
next day, it was like the sunniest day ever. So it's like, well, what was that? You know? And then, like again, we think, okay, that was her final goodbye. And then, yes, the next day is nothing, 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 nothing.
Really, just
Yeah.
those 3 days.
Just those 3 days. And then again, like, I'm sorry, like, you know, I'm bringing religion into this, but what happened 3 days with Jesus again?
Our favorite story of the church, man.
Yes, the resurrection.
Wow, that's
But yeah, I
crazy.
know. That's like, honestly, just like, that's probably the weirdest thing that's going on because the other ones, you know, there was no dog. We didn't have a dog. We didn't have this dog, if anything. But yeah, so those are just like the weirdest stories that happened here. Do you have any weird stories, bro?
I mean, no, nah, I mean, I there's I mean, there's just been about, I want to know, maybe a year or two ago, there was a time somewhat similar to you, like every night at a certain time something would happen. When back when I had my last dog, shout out my boy DJ up in heaven nowadays, you
Ah,
know.
just to go up there.
But but you know, there was a it was weird because it was a certain time of the day. There was some like animal, okay, some sort of animal, I don't know what it was, but I could see yellow eyes, right?
Oh,
Yellow eyes,
shoot.
because
Hey, you gotta
it was
relax
beautiful.
with that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, we'd hear it, and we'd go into the master bedroom of my house, because we got windows to the backyard, which were sometimes he'd slip out to the backyard at night, and he would lay down and stare at this animal, okay? But all right, but here's the thing though, okay? My theory is this was no animal, okay? My theory was this was some spirit, something that was buried in my backyard, okay?
Oh, okay, you're
That's
relaxing.
what
Oh, I'm getting chills, man.
I
Because now that I think about it, it's like, you know, let me, because again, I have like half an acre, and in any of that half an acre, there could be a body just buried in my backyard. And
Right,
I don't
right,
know. It
right.
is like, yo, oh, heck no, bro.
Right. No, but no, here's the thing though. It's like one day, you know, we were doing repainting the fences and all that, and we're planting trees, doing all that, you know, backyard
Heck
stuff.
yeah.
I swear to God. I swear to God. What? Jesus, I'm getting chills right now. We get one little push of the shovel in the ground. Everything's fine. You know, we get one pile of dirt, throw it back. We go in for a second strike, third strike, fourth strike, fifth or sixth strike. We hit something. Okay. And we think, oh, you know, maybe a rock, maybe something else. It was a little hard, you know.
Yeah.
But no. We saw an opening.
Oh.
Okay. So we kept digging. That was a black plastic bag. Okay. So
Whoa.
I see it. I see it. And my eyes ran. Okay. I
Like
started
any smart
sweating. I
person.
started. Yeah. I didn't know what to do. So to this day, there is a black plastic bag in the backyard. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows like what's in it. Nobody, I don't even know if it's a full body bag. I don't know what it is. Ain't nobody, you know, wanting to even go and check it out. So that I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That it just is a lot of it's just a theory, but I don't want to say there's a person in there. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But that's the only, you know, like weird thing that's happened to me, but I mean, I'm not on your level. You got these 2:30 a.m. You know, roll calls from
From someone,
from family members. Yeah.
what's it called? All right, let's just establish this right here, okay? How about if the podcast gets big enough, if and you happen to get how many viewers you have right now?
We're at just about 50 to 70
Oh,
on
okay. Oh,
average.
that's really good.
We're
All
up
right,
there. We're
if
up
this
there.
how about if this gets over 1,000 within this year, you have to go open that body bag.
I don't know if I can do that, my God. I don't, shoot. I don't even. You know what?
No, let's make that bigger sign. I wouldn't even trust myself. You say, you know what? Let's just go for it. Let's
I
go for
don't.
it.
I don't think we're gonna get there, but you know what? I think I might. You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even go in that part of the
Oh yeah,
backyard,
no. I mean,
cause it's. Oh
I mean,
shoot.
and then at any point, it's like, okay, like really, like you're just gonna be here and you're not gonna do anything to us. Like you're just gonna be here ominously. And it's
Right.
like I feel like it just wants to be left alone again because have you seen that again or anything?
No,
Yeah,
no,
so then I feel like
definitely
at
not.
first, like, you know, you the or maybe that man's DJ said, "Oh, you're finessed, bruh. Now you're gone, bruh. You're dead."
Snap. Dude, I don't even know, but
Man, I mean,
it's
yeah,
crazy
no, just all
stuff.
this about like paranormal things and like how many like things actually happen to people and you know how many movies have been made about it and how based on true events. It's just like, do you
Right.
feel as fortunate like for you to be, how do I say, for you to be, how do I put this, for you to like not be in these situations, or would you want to be put in the situations?
Hell no. I'm not trying to get put it down. No. I'd love a, you know, a calm, you know, normal life. None of that.
Because then again, like you know, maybe some of our listeners here and there, they're like a little bit of
Right.
adrenaline, and they would actually enjoy this, because you know. Like I love watching scary movies, right? And it's just
Right.
like most of them are based on true events, but like is it are they really that scary? You know, but then it's like, well, you're not the person it's happening to. So then you
Right,
never really
right.
know.
Right. How about that experience?
Oh yeah.
Shoot. It's true, it's true. All right, man. You know, that's some. Why do we do this at this time. Like, it's 11 at night right now, and this is not.
This is okay.
Right. This is not right.
This is fine, bro. It's 11. There's still plenty of time to go watch some YouTube videos, some Netflix.
Okay, but now what I'm going to search up is paranormal stuff.
Yeah, right. You always get that feeling like, okay, let me. We just talked about this. I want to look more into it. And then you look more and more, and you're like, okay, I can't sleep anymore. Let me just not.
Right. Definitely. All right. Well, we're out of time, but it was a great episode. This is, you know, a topic where, you know, you could just talk for hours, you know, which is why I took out that halftime part. But yeah, it was great to talk to you and
yes, very nice.
You know, get in your paranormal life there.
Yes, but, yeah.
Cool. Any last words for our people?
Can I shout myself out?
Why do they always do that? Come on now.
Make sure y'all gotta make sure you keep a cross in your room. Always.
That's facts.
As soon as you see that thing turn upside down, run. Let me just include this. So this one day I walk in my house and my cross is upside down. I don't know what's wrong. Why I was like, let me just get this house blessed. And now nothing has happened. So we're chilling. And just make sure y'all stay safe. All listeners, stay safe. Keep a cross on you. Stay strapped all the time.
For sure. Always. Yes, sir. All right. Very good. I like that. So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's been the week's peak. We overcame this peak. We will see you at the next one. And until then, adios. All right, bro. That was I'm not sleeping.
Mate, you have no idea. I'll show you what it looks like from where I'm sitting in the guest room and how it's just darkness. I'll call you on Snapchat. I have your phone number.
All right. I mean, all right.